In this bulletin, competing spending promises from the two major parties as week two of the election campaign comes to a close. Ukraine vows to recapture lost territory when it has enough weapons from its Western allies. And in sport, Iga Swiatek to meet new world number one Aryna Sabalenka in the final of the Stuttgart Tennis Open. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. Good afternoon. The Prime Minister has begun campaigning again after attending a church service in Sydney to mark Orthodox Easter. Scott Morrison addressed the service with his wife Jenny, telling the congregation that this was a time of great hope.
A time of overcoming. A time of looking forward to the future with confidence. I want to thank you for your faith. I want to thank you for your great sense of community, faith and community that has sustained our country over these past many difficult years.
Back on the campaign trail, the Prime Minister has doubled down on the Coalition's plans not to introduce new taxes. Mr. Morrison has pledged a lower tax guarantee, with no new income, superannuation, business or housing tax. But analysts say that will add $100 billion to the national debt. Labor, meanwhile, has floated plans to take stronger action to curb multinational tax evasion. They've also promised to spend millions to clear the backlog of claims in the Department of Veterans Affairs, which the Royal Commission into Veteran Suicides has recently heard is contributing to the distress of current and former members. A group of doctors have joined the call for dental treatment to be added to the Medicare system. The Australian Greens have already been pushing for dental to be made accessible under Medicare. The Australian Doctors Reform Society has now joined that push. The Society's spokesman, Dr. Robert Maher, says many Australians are suffering unnecessarily, and some even die because they cannot afford to get their teeth fixed. He's told SBS News that many people do not realise how important dental care is to one's overall health.
It's one of the things that even as doctors we're only coming to fully realise now. I mean, there's even association between dental germs in the mouth and heart attacks. So, dental care is a vital missing link in the Medicare system.
Data from the Productivity Commission indicates the average waiting times for first dental visits in the public system is 465 days. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is ready to reclaim any occupied territory immediately when the country gets a sufficient amount of weapons from its Western allies. The President is meeting soon with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to hash out the details of when the weapons promised by America will be delivered. He told reporters at a press conference held in an underground Kiev train station that Ukraine was confident of regaining ground once those weapons arrived.
Everywhere they break through, everything they, God forbid, occupy, we will get everything back. And it's not a matter of 10 or 20 years, and not an 8-year war like the one we've had since 2014. It is a matter of us having the weapons. As soon as we get them in sufficient numbers, believe me, we will be returning any occupied territory immediately.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says it will quit talks with Russia if people are harmed in Mariupol and if referendums are held in the occupied territories. The United Nations estimates that at least 2,435 civilians have been killed and 2,946 injured in Ukraine since the war began on February 24th, but the true figure is believed to be much higher. Meanwhile, Russia's top state investigative body says it's looking into a Russian media report alleging that sabotage experts from the United Kingdom's SAS Special Forces have been deployed to Western Ukraine. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency quoted a Russian security source as saying about 20 SAS members had been sent to the Lviv region. In a statement, the investigative committee said it would follow up the report that they had been sent to assist the Ukrainian special services in organising sabotage on the territory of Ukraine. A spokesperson for the British Ministry of Defence has declined to comment. The Special Air Service is an elite military force trained to conduct special operations, surveillance and counter-terrorism. Imran Khan has repeated his claims that he was ousted from power by a foreign plot, despite national security officials saying it's not true. During a press conference in Islamabad, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan said that there was a communique between United States Under Secretary Donald Liu and Pakistani Ambassador to the US, Asad Majid Khan. Imran Khan has repeatedly said the United States conspired to oust him from power with the help of his political rivals. But the National Security Committee, made up of Pakistan's top political and military leaders, says that Khan's claim of being ousted by a foreign plot were false, and that the country's security agencies had found no evidence of any conspiracy. Turning to sport now, and Iga Swiatek has maintained her remarkable winning streak to set up a final with Aryna Sabalenka at the Stuttgart Tennis Open. The Polish tennis player stretched her winning run to 22 matches as she overcame Russian Ludmila Samsonova 6-7, 6-4, 7-5 in a tough battle on the clay to move into her fourth final of the season. Belarusian Sabalenka, the new world number one since Ash Barty's retirement, defeated the second-seeded Paula Badosa 7-6, 6-4. And now for a look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's sunny with a top of 29 degrees expected. Adelaide's partly cloudy with a high of 26, becoming mostly sunny in Melbourne with highs of 19. 19 in Hobart as well, partly cloudy. Canberra, tops of 20, mostly sunny. Showers for Wollongong with a top of 21. A shower or two for Sydney with tops of 23. The same for Newcastle. Similar conditions in Brisbane with tops of 25. Showers and a possible storm for Cairns with a high of 29. And sunny and 34 if you're in Darwin. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.